This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Any bookstore you go to, any library you go to the new book section. I challenge you to do this, and you will see a jacket, a book jacket, that will have these words on it. This book will change your life. And it may be a reference to something in terms of personal relationships. It may have something to do with finances. It may have something to do with psychology or whatever, but this book will change your life. And you'll pick it off the shelf, you may buy it, and you say, well, it had some interesting things to say, but it didn't necessarily change my life. There is one book, however, that we can talk about today that I can use these words, and I can't use them about any other book in the world. A book that is both alive and active. And that book is the Word of God, because those are the words the Bible uses about itself, that it's alive and active. Alive in what way? Alive with the one who wrote it. The Bible is alive with the one who wrote it, and it's active with the power behind it, the power that inspired it. Today we're continuing our sermon series from the book of Hebrews. We're in the fourth chapter, a passage that speaks about the word itself. Hebrews 4, and then we're going to look at a passage in Timothy as well. Hebrews 4:12 says this, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation," underline that phrase, "nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." One of the most frightening verses in all of the Bible, the verse I just read. Then if we could look at 2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God, and I would add the woman of God as well, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Next to preaching, the thing that I enjoy the most about being in ministry is talking to people one-on-one about their relationship with the Lord. I love to talk to people about their faith. I love to talk to people, encourage them in their faith, to find their strength in the Lord. I had a conversation years back with a very busy man who said, "Look, I got 30 minutes I'll carve out for you. I want to talk to you. I'm not used to this church thing. I want to talk to you for 30 minutes. He came in, he ran into my office, sat down, and here's what he said. "Randy, just cut to the chase. Just tell me the things I have to believe to be a part of this church." I thought it was an intriguing statement. Just tell me the things I have to believe. I'm going to admit to you, I may have been wrong in what I told him. But I will tell you the two things. I say, you need to believe two things. We'll start there. Number one, you need to believe that Jesus Christ is everything he claimed to be. You need to believe that he is the Son of God. You need to believe that he is God in the flesh, because I said that's paramount. If you don't believe who Jesus is, who he is, there's no point in continuing this conversation. And I said, secondly, I think you need to believe that the Bible really is what it claims to be. That the Bible isn't like Grimm's fairy tales. The Bible isn't like a dictionary. The Bible isn't some textbook that we consult for information. The Bible, you see, is living and active, alive with the one who wrote it and active with the power behind it. And that's what I want you to go home with today. Well, all this week, the fifth message in the series called Jesus Is from the New Testament book of Hebrews. We're going to do something each day this week. I've only done it one other time in all my years on the radio, and that is I'm going to read the text every day. It's such a strong text about the Bible and what the Bible says about itself. I feel it's important to read the text every day, as we did. You may remember in the Proverbs series when I talked about the seven things God hates. I read that text every day. Why? Because you need to hear it, and so do I. Crosshope.org is our website. Well, have you ever wondered what the Bible says about itself? All this week we're studying a passage in Hebrews 4 out of the New Testament where the Bible talks about itself, so to speak. It's such an important passage. I've only done this one other time in the history of being on the radio for over 30 years where I read the text every day. Why? You need to hear it. I need to hear it. It's such an important text about the Bible and what it says about itself. It goes like this from Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." God bless you as you listen to part two of this message. I want to bring up that verse 12 again of Hebrews 4, if we can. "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." I want to bring up a couple things there. What does it mean when it says it is sharper than any double-edged sword? We don't use language like that. The double-edged sword was the weapon system of the day, the state-of-the-art weapon system, because it cut both ways. And so the Hebrew writer said that's what the Word of God is. It penetrates the deepest recesses of a person's being. Why is it that when you and I hear a message from the Word of God, something happens? You may have found yourself choking up and you don't even know why. Can I give you an illustration of actually from medicine why that happens? The word alive, the word of God is living, actually means, it comes from a word in English called quick or quickening. We don't use that phrase much today, but when a woman is pregnant and expecting a baby and they talk about that first moment, the very first moment that she senses life inside her, it may be movement or whatever, and it's called the quickening. That's the old English term. That's the same word that's used in the King James Version. The word of God is quick. There's something that you feel inside your spirit that you don't experience in any other way. There are things that will happen to you when you open your heart and mind to this book, and when you open your heart and mind in worship, that you won't experience in any other way. And you've experienced it. Some of you are walking, living proof that you've experienced that in life. And when it says it goes to the separating soul and spirit, joints and marrows, it goes to the deepest recesses of our being, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. I'm amazed at conversations I've had over the years where someone will talk to me and they'll stand in judgment of this book. Here's what they'll say. "Well, I'm not sure I believe all that stuff. Well, I'm not sure if I believe this. I'm not sure I believe this part of the Old Testament. I'm not sure I believe this part of the New Testament." Isn't it ironic that people stand in judgment of the Word of God and the Bible stands in judgment of you and me? It stands in judgment of what? Our thoughts and the attitudes of our heart. It judges intellectually what I'm thinking about, but the attitudes of my heart have to do with the emotions and the intentions of our hearts. The Bible speaks and stands in judgment of not only what we do, but the way we think. One author puts it this way, "The Bible can turn your heart inside out." I love that. Well, that's what we're talking about all this week, the power of the Word of God in your life. It stands in judgment of everything. I don't judge the Bible. The Bible judges me. The Bible judges you. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed, but also to find out more about a ministry you've come to know as Crosshope Radio Ministry. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Well, if you listen to our program with any regularity, you know that we don't usually read the text that we're studying every day. But that's what we're doing this week. And it's only the second time that I can think of where I've actually taken the text and began the program each day, Monday through Friday, with reading the text. Why? It's so important. It's so powerful. It's where the Bible speaks of itself. In Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." God bless you as you listen to part three of this message from Hebrews 4. One author puts it this way, "The Bible can turn your heart inside out." I love that. The Bible can turn your heart inside out. How does it do it? Some people are very good at keeping rules. And then they think, well, I'm a good rule keeper and I keep the law. And then they read in the New Testament where Jesus said, if you hate your brother, you've committed murder. And all of a sudden, they're aware of the sin in their own life called hatred. And they read in the Gospels in Matthew where Jesus said, if a man looks at a woman with lust in his heart, he's already committed adultery. And all of a sudden, the guy who says, well, I've never done anything wrong, is convicted in his spirit by the word of God about attitudes of his heart and the intentions of his heart and the thoughts of his mind. The Bible turns our hearts inside out. Let's bring up verse 13, the next verse. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Did you know that nothing you do, nothing you say, nothing you think about, nothing you dream about, nothing that you fantasize about, nothing is kept from the eyes of God? Nothing in all creation is kept from his eyes, and it's all laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. I didn't mention this in the first service, but that phrase laid bare is a wrestling term. It's the word trachelidzo. We get the word trachea. It's where the old time wrestling, where a wrestler would grab another wrestler by the neck. If somebody's holding you by the throat, they've got your attention. And there's eyeball-to-eyeball contact, and that's what this verse is saying, that there comes a time when we're eye-to-eye with God the Father, and we see the sin in our own lives because we're before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. It's a frightening word picture, but believe me, it's a picture that I can understand. We're compelled to meet the eyes of God before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Kirk Cameron is the actor who tells a story about his life. People know that he's an actor, of course, but people have found out through the media that he's a believer. And he writes this, while I was on an airplane recently, the flight attendant asked me if it was true that I had become religious. I told her I wasn't religious, but I told her of my love for the Lord. And she smugly replied, well, we all have our opinions, don't we? We all have our own opinions, don't we? True, we do have our own opinions. But that is why we must not assert just a personal opinion, but the true, authoritative Word of God. When a man hears from the supreme judge of his soul that what he's doing is wrong, he realizes the foolishness of his rebellion. Kirk Cameron is absolutely right. Our authority as a Christian is not in us. It's not in our moral uprightness and how pure and how great we are. The authority is in the Word. Well, indeed, that's where the power is. It's in the Word of God. This message will continue tomorrow on CrossHope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. Well, if you've been listening to CrossHope this week, you know that we're doing something a little different as we begin. We're actually choosing to begin each day with the reading of the text. I've only done that one other time, when we considered the seven things that God hates in the book of Proverbs, the sixth chapter. I thought it was so important for people to hear that read every day. So we're doing the same thing with Hebrews 4:12 that says this, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of your heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Listen to part four today from Hebrews 4:12 and 13. Annie and I met a black singer by the name of Wintley Phipps. Wintley is from the East Coast. He's probably one of the most powerful tenor voices you've ever heard singing. We heard him speak in Dallas, Texas, right before Charles Colson spoke at a banquet. And I went to hear Charles Colson, not knowing that the message I would remember was this story that Wintley Phipps would tell. Wintley Phipps told the story about his wife. She grew up in the inner city. She was one of eight children. Now, according to his words, not mine, Wintley said this, my wife saw stabbings, shootings, gambling, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, not in the community, but in her own home. You get that? Listen to that again. My wife saw stabbings, shootings, gambling, drug abuse, and alcohol abuse, not in the community, but in her own home, one of eight children. Windley said of the 8 children, his wife was the only one who didn't go to jail or prison. Can you imagine having 8 children? You only have one that never did time in jail or prison. That was the situation with his wife. Of the 8 children, she was the only one who didn't have a baby out of wedlock. Of the 8 children, she was the only one who got a high school diploma and went on to college. Of the 8 children, she was the only one who was married in a church. And Whitley Phipps said, do you know what happened to my wife that was different about her life as one of 8 children? Next door to where they lived was a Christian family. This family opened up their home and they're with their children to my wife when she was a little girl. They kept a dress for her at the house so that she would go to church with them on the weekends. She had a neatly cleaned and pressed dress to wear every week to church. And they ministered to her. And I know what some sociologists would say. Well, they would say, well, she had an interaction with a stable, intact family, and that's what made a difference in her life. You know what? I believe that. I do believe there's power in that little girl being exposed to a stable, intact family. But may I tell you something else? She was exposed to the Word of God week after week. And the Word of God that is living and active and more powerful than a double-edged sword, that's what happened. She was exposed to the Word of God that touched her life. So that she could say, I may have had 7 brothers and sisters who've all been in prison or jail. I may have had 7 brothers and sisters who chose to go this way, but my life was different because of the living and active Word of God. Kermit Ebbe is an author, and I'll close with this statement. He said, at some time or another, a man must stop running from himself, stop running from his God, because possibly there's just no other place to turn to. Listen to that again. At some time or another, a man must stop running from himself, stop running from his God, possibly because there's just no other place to run to. I'm asking you to run to Christ. Not to run to the system, not to run to the world, not to run after things, but to run to Christ because that's where the power is. Well, we'd like to take this opportunity to wish you a happy new year. This message will conclude tomorrow on CrossHope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Now then, today, the last part of the 5th message from the Hebrews series, from Hebrews 4:12, that talks about the Word of God. What the Bible says, actually, about itself. It says this, for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing, absolutely nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. I want to bring this same passage up in the Message translation. We didn't have time to share it in the first this way, but listen to the translation, the same passage. God means what He says. What He says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter what. What a way to put it. No one is impervious from God's word. No one gets around it. No one does an end run around it. Ted Koppel, who used to be the host of Nightline on ABC News, she spoke at Stanford University for commencement. He gave a talk that I thought was very powerful. Listen to what he said. Aspire to decency. Practice civility toward one another. Admire and emulate ethical behavior wherever you find it. Now that sounds good, but here's the powerful statement he makes. This is Ted Koppel, not a preacher talking. He said, apply a rigid standard of morality to your life. And if you periodically fail, as you surely will, adjust your life, not the standard. Adjust your life, not the standard. What a statement. Apply a rigid moral code to your life, and then if you find you fail, don't change the standard, change your life. What I can't think of a more powerful application to the Word of God. We hold our lives according to the Word of God. We don't change the standard. We change our lives. You don't change the Bible. The Bible changes you. The Bible changes me. I told that man in my office, there's 2 things you've got to believe. You need to believe that Jesus Christ is everything He claims to be, that He is everything He claimed to be, and I think you need to believe the Bible is what it claims to be, and here's why. It doesn't matter the other things we would have talked about. He may have wanted to argue religion. I wanted to point him to Christ. He may have wanted to argue theology. I wanted to point him to the Word of God. He may want to debate issues, and I wanted to point to his need for a Savior, just like it's my need, his need for forgiveness. And that's met in knowing Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God and knowing his Word. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for the Word today. Thank you for speaking to us through Hebrews 4 and from 2 Timothy 3. That your Word is God-breathed, it's inspired. It's not like any other book. That it has power in our lives today to change us from within, to turn our hearts inside out. Lord, if there are people in this service who need to respond to that invitation to come to Christ, to run to Christ, to come to him, I pray for them to step out today and confess their faith in him. Obey him if they've never done that. Father, I just pray for people who need prayer, that may need to come to express that need as well. That's why we're here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, before we close, just this word. I read from the Message translation where it used the word impervious, that no man or woman is impervious to the Word of God. What in the world does that mean? Impervious means impenetrable. Impervious means it's not influenced at all by something. That's simply not true with the Word of God. You are influenced and impacted by the Word of God, just as I am. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.